Welcome to the Undivided Podcast with Dr. Chris Crane. Dr. Crane is the Executive Director of the Birmingham Metro Baptist Association. The BMBA exists with the mission to encourage, equip, and engage the community for the glory of God.
I want to welcome you to the podcast today. We have on the podcast a very special guest, Chris Duncan, who is pastor at the Cross at Clay in the Birmingham area and a part of the Birmingham Metro Baptist Association. And I've invited Pastor Chris to come on the program today, and we're just going to have a conversation about bivocational ministry. Chris is a banker and also church revitalization. So welcome to the podcast, Chris.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate you having me.
It's an honor to have you. Just talk about your journey that led you to the Cross at Clay being a pastor. This is your first pastorate. You're a banker. So just talk about that a little bit.
Yes. Starting out really is a child. I always knew that I wanted to be a preacher and kind of drifted away from that when you go into high school and college. And I was fortunate enough to have a mentor, a pastor, that I got to be friends with, and I was telling him about that one day, and he said, "Do you ever feel like God is rejuvenating that calling that you felt as a child?" And so I said, "Yeah, you know, sometimes I think about it." And then one day he said, "Hey, I'm having some younger guys preach on a Sunday night during the month of March. Would you be interested in doing that?" And before I had a chance to think, I said yes. And the next thing you know, I'm lined up to preach the day after my birthday. And so I preached, and he came up to me afterwards, and he said, "God has given you a gift, and you need to use that." And so he encouraged me, gave me opportunities to preach, to teach on Wednesday nights when he was out of town, and encouraged me to go to seminary. And so at the time, like you said, I was a banker, and that was all I was doing. And so I started going to seminary out of Georgia, and took me 3 years of doing that and working full-time, but got my master's, and really didn't know what to do with it then. Just, you know, I was filling in for people, filling in for my pastor. And finally, I'm on Facebook one day, and I'm just kind of scrolling down, and I see an advertisement for a little church that's probably 5 miles from my house that was looking for a bivocational pastor. And it struck me that day like a light bulb going off. And so I sent them an email and said, "Hey, I just felt led to send this to you." The next thing you know, they're calling me up, asking me to come and preach for them. I started preaching for them. Wasn't sure at the time if I was going to be their pastor, and so I ended up preaching for about 9 months for them. And the more I preached, the more that I started to develop a love for them. They were developing a love for me. And the next thing you know, I'm their pastor. So I have been for a little over 2 years now, the pastor at the Cross at Clay. And, you know, there were days where I was there on a Sunday, and it was like a Sunday school class where you may have 12 people. There were days I would be there and you might have 40 people. So I became a pastor in December of 2019. And of course, we all know what happened by March of 2020, and COVID hits. And so that was an interesting time to be a first-time pastor with the majority of your congregation being senior citizens. And so we made the decision. Unfortunately, we shut down. And so they had no internet. They had no online presence. And so we got it set up, thankfully, with some information that you sent through the Birmingham Metro Association. And so I had my iPhone set up on a tripod, and I would come up to church, and my wife and my daughters would be there, and they would start the live feed on Facebook, and I would preach from the pulpit, and it made it look like I was preaching to an entire congregation, and it was just my family. But I would have them sit on sides, different sides of the church, so I would give eye contact to each of them, and that way, if you were watching online, then it looked like you were preaching to a church full of people. And so so we started doing that, and then after several months, we opened back up. We also have a daycare at our church that had had some financial issues, and they'd shut down, but then they came back, and we got that up and running. And and got that going, and God has blessed us and over the last couple of years. So it's been a journey, an exciting journey. As far as being bivocational, one of the things I would say is time management. That's the biggest thing, is how do you manage time between family, between your job that's really paying your bills, and a church family. And, you know, I tell people, I said, if you were part of my congregation, you would not know that I was a part-time pastor, because I'm blessed with a job that I work some from home, work some from the office. And so if they need me, I'm available. I can talk to them on the phone. I do a lot of texting, checking on people. Of course, you know, when people were in the hospital and things like that, especially during COVID time, you know, the visitation wasn't what it used to be. And you couldn't go and visit people. So, you know, there were times where I was able to FaceTime some elderly patients that were in the hospital, or I could talk to them on the phone or just text them. So, you know, time management has been something that that has been, you know, forefront for me, preparing sermons. You know, I don't have the luxury of preparing months ahead of time. And so I've told people, you know, sometimes they get it hot off the press because I'm finishing it at 10, 11 o'clock on a Saturday night and I'm preaching it the next morning. So, you know, I do that, you know, Saturdays are a lot of times sermon prep, the final preparation, and I've already had maybe an outline developed and I know what I'm doing. But, you know, my style has been expository preaching. And so when I do that and I'm preaching through a book of the Bible, that helps because I know what is coming up next. And so I know what I'm going to be preaching on next week, even if I haven't developed an outline or a title of a sermon yet. And so that has really kind of helped manage some of that time. You know, I've got a wonderful wife. She didn't buy into this. She didn't know that she was going to be a preacher's wife when we got married, but she's been wonderful in helping me out and allowing me to have the time I need, whether it's, you know, Friday night or Saturday preparing. A lot of times I can use lunch hours during my regular job to manage that time. I've met with people. I'll set up meetings during lunchtime. So that's a lot of times when I can get things done that I can't do during my office hours. And then, frankly, there have been times where I've just had to take a half a day vacation from my office job to do things for the church or meet people down there for, you know, repairs, painting, getting sound systems set up. You know, we had somebody that blessed us with a donation of camera equipment, so we don't have to use my phone anymore to stream our services. So it's been a very interesting time to be a pastor, but God has blessed us more than what we deserve, and so I'm so thankful for that.
Well, we're just overwhelmed with just the fact that God has called you at this season in life and has so wonderfully equipped you and gifted you, Chris. I mean, the health and the stability you brought to this church, how the Lord has used you to help revitalize the church and to set them on a trajectory of success in the gospel. You know, I'm very grateful as an associational leader, and I know our listening audience, we're always looking for, you know, pictures or examples of who the Lord has used so that we can, you know, Paul said, follow me even as I follow Christ. And we're looking for people who kind of model for us. And I encourage any bivocational, co-vocational pastor, or if you're new in ministry, maybe this is your second career and the Lord's called you into ministry, reach out. Reach out to us and let us connect you to Chris Duncan. He is an incredible leader, a high-capacity leader. So, Chris, just one more question. You mentioned how your banking career has been flexible, and that's been a key to success for you being available to the church. Just out of curiosity, how has being a pastor impacted your banking career? We've heard how the banking career has helped the church, but have you seen some of that pastoral leadership that the Lord is developing in you bleed over into your banking experience?
Not so much doing that. I've held leadership positions in the bank before and managed groups of people, so I was used to that. I tell you what it has done, which is kind of funny, is it's cleaned up some language maybe because people know that I'm a pastor, so yes. So maybe people choose their words a little more carefully when they're around me. So that's been kind of funny, but no, it I'm thankful just for along the way things that have happened in my my banking career, whether it's management, things I've learned, even financials and coming in with a smaller church that maybe was struggling financially and being able to use those things that I didn't realize what God was preparing me for years ago and how those have been able to be utilized today. And so to be able to come in and then help these people, and for those who may not know about the cross at Clay, it used to be called Clay Ridge Baptist Church, and probably 6 or 7 years ago, I don't remember the exact time frame, they had a church fire that burned their sanctuary, and so they were able to rebuild, so the facilities we have are new and they're great, but they lost a lot of people after that. And then maybe a year or so later, their pastor passed away from a heart attack. And so they had been nearly 2 years without a pastor when I became their pastor. And they'd had people come in and preach, but nobody was there to provide stability. And so during that time, obviously, they lost a number of people. So, you know, the people that were left were having to battle discouragement and wondering, hey, do we still even need to be a church? Do we need to merge with another church? What do we need to do? And they were hungry for somebody to come in and shepherd them. And I'm thankful that God allowed me to come in at the time that I did to love on these people and show them, hey, you know, Jesus started out with just 12 disciples. And so, you know, there were times, like I said, where we only had 12 people there on a Sunday morning, but to see God blessing, to see God bringing people into our church, and that brings excitement. It generates excitement, and to see people get saved, as we had a lady came down a few weeks ago that got saved, and people start seeing that, and you can see the enthusiasm and the excitement that they want to go out and reach the community, and that's something that we wanted to do for the last 2 years, but COVID has kind of slowed us down and going out almost door to door, but we have plans for that coming up here in the spring and going into summer. So, again, we're thankful for God because it's all been God, and I'm thankful that He's allowed me to be part of that and been able to use me, as flawed as I am, to be able to come in and help Him breathe new life into this small church. Is a great location on a main intersection, great area, a lot of rooftops around us, and so we're looking forward to what God has in store for us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for being with us today, Chris, and I encourage you to reach out if you're listening to us and you would like more help or assistance from Chris on how to be a bivocational pastor post-COVID. I'm sure he would be glad to connect with you and encourage you anyway.
I would welcome it.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Undivided, a podcast of the Birmingham Metro Baptist Association. For more information on the association and to sign up for our newsletter, please visit bmbaonline.org as we seek to encourage, engage, and equip others in the Great Commission of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.